From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. Governor Rick Scott has yet to sign off on the recently passed state budget for Florida. While he only received about half the tax cuts he asked lawmakers for, the governor said he's calling the state spending plan a good one. Scott spoke to reporters at Sergio's Cuban restaurant in Doral this morning.
So the way I go through it every time is look to make sure it's good for all Florida families. I'm going to watch your money. I want to continue to make sure we have tax cuts. We had over $1 billion surplus, and we got $400 million in tax cuts this year. And we'll continue to cut taxes next year, so I'm going to watch how we spend your money.
The visit to Doral was part of Scott's tour of several other Florida cities today, promoting $400 million in tax cuts this year. The governor is expected to review the budget this weekend. He has to sign it by June 30th. A federal appeals court has dealt the latest blow to animal rights groups seeking the release of a captive killer whale from Miami's aquarium. The case concerns the orca named Lolita. She's lived at this aquarium since 1970. Last year, a Miami federal judge dismissed the group's lawsuit alleging the tank holding Lolita violates certain elements of the Animal Welfare Act. Judges for the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said that they are sensitive to Lolita's plight, but they are upholding last year's ruling. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DeMattei.